friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 103. Verses 17 and 18 says, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments." I love that. I love that. What a wonderful promise today. What a wonderful, encouraging passage. Psalm 103, verses 17 and 18. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio, winding down the days of May. June begins, how about this, on Saturday. Friends, so good to see you. My name is Joey Kroll. Yeah, June is just a couple of days away, and I do mean a couple days away. And the next thing you know, that Ivan Parker concert is just coming up. It really is on Saturday, June 8th, First United Methodist Church, 305 East Race Street in Urbana. The Singing Men of GNN will be there as well. Josh Parker, Ivan Parker's son, will be performing as well. It's 14-time Southern Gospel Male Vocalist of the Year, Ivan Parker, coming back on Saturday, June 8th, 7 p.m. Free will love offering for general open seating. Or you can really enjoy the evening with the $25 VIP seating with the meet and greet just before the concert as well. More details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or by calling 217-367-7777. Hey, you know what? It is so encouraging. I got to share this with you really quick. It is so encouraging when people celebrate their wedding anniversaries. What a great testimony. Hardin and Helen James are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. Yeah, you heard me. 70th wedding anniversary. And they want to encourage you to celebrate with them on this special occasion at an informal reception at the Number 10 Church of Christ outside Potomac on Saturday from 1 to 3. They were married on June 5th, 1949. They have 4 kids, 9 grandkids, 6 great-grandchildren, and are expecting their 7th as well. So big happy wedding anniversary to Hardin and Helen James. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony. Congratulations to you both. Hey, don't go too far. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we are going to be talking about remembering the Lord our God. That's coming up from Deuteronomy chapter 6, right after this, on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
We want to sing, we want to sing, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to sing, we want to sing, we want to see Jesus lifted high. Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus.
Right, we are lifting up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. And on Monday, we celebrated Memorial Day. And, of course, it was more than just an opportunity to fire up the grill, more than just taking advantage of a Memorial Day mattress sale. It's a special holiday remembering and honoring the men and women who died while serving in our U.S. military. And friend, there is a grave danger when we forget about those who gave their lives for the freedoms that we have today. And there's even more dangers when we forget about the Lord our God. Because honestly, it's easy to get caught up by life, routine schedules, that we forget about the Lord our God. And so today we're going to be talking about remembering the Lord. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you would, to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 today as we talk about remembering the Lord our God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it. That you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's sons, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul, with all of your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of good things that you did not fill, cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of slavery, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear." And so, friend, we see some very important truths today when it comes to remembering the Lord our God. First of all, we see that we ought to remember his word. Remember his word. Because it says, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them." Moses is saying, hey, I want you to keep everything the Lord is teaching us here, his commandments, his directions on how to live life, how to honor him, and do them. And just like the Israelites, friend, we need to remember what God said, his teachings, what he declares, what he commands. That means we need to read his word. have a daily routine to study his word. And when we do that, we develop a biblical worldview. We should also meditate on his word. That'll help us remember his word. Have you ever taken a passage of scripture and just chewed on it? You know, what you learned on maybe Sunday, or if you have Bible study during the week, you just take those scripture passages and just chew on it. Just mull it over. Just meditate on it. The psalmist said in Psalm 119:15, I will meditate on your precepts. But another way of remembering his word is doing his word. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once, forgets what he looks like. The person who only just hears God's word without doing it has the same sense and stability as a man who looks in the mirror and immediately forgets what he saw. So friend, we need to remember his word. But we also need to remember who he is. In Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. That can also be translated, the Lord is alone. Alone. He alone is the Lord. Friend, that is an essential truth about God, that he is God. He is God. He is God. He is overall. He is the supreme ruler. He is sovereign. He is creator. He is mighty. And friend, he is God. He is God. And guess what? We need to fear him. That is the idea of having this awe-filled respect for him. In all honesty, we live in a culture today that has lost respect. We live in a culture that lost its respect. You know, do you remember in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 1, Pharaoh sent out a decree and told all the midwives that as they serve as a midwife to the Hebrew women, and if a son is born, they shall kill it. And if a daughter is born, they shall let it live. And at Exodus chapter 1, verse 17, here's what it says. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, but they let the male children live. Friend, you and I need to live in such a way where we fear God in our actions and teach our kids to do the same. We need to remember who he is. He is God, supreme ruler, sovereign, creator, mighty. He is God. He is Lord. And also, we need to remember what he's done. We not only need to remember his word, not only to remember who he is, but we need to remember what he's done. Verse 10 of Deuteronomy 6, it says, And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of good things that you did not fill, cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, watch this, take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Friend, God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. He didn't deliver us out of Egypt. It's within context here. He's telling the Israelites that it is God who delivered them out of that bondage, out of that slavery, out of that horrific yoke of Pharaoh in Egypt. And guess what? For every child of God, he has delivered us out of our own Egypt. Because some of us have a testimony. And some of us have a testimony. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us have a history with drugs, with pornography. Some of us have a history with drunkenness. Some of us went outside of the marriage. And some of us were the other woman. And praise God that he delivered us from that lifestyle, delivered us from the pit of our destruction. And when a child of God forgets that they've been delivered out of Egypt, they will also forget about the grace of God. The grace of God. Friend, we need to do whatever it takes to help you remember. Remember. Do whatever it takes to remember Almighty God in your life. We need to remember His Word. We need to remember who He is. And we need to remember what He's done in our life.
Oh,
Craig and Dean and the wonderful Cross. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today here on Great News Radio on this Thursday, 30th day of May. Yeah, tomorrow's the final day of May, and then June begins on Saturday. How about that? My name is Joey Kroll. Joey at greatnewsradio.org is my email address here. And this radio ministry is on the air because of friends like you. And we're so grateful for those who partner with us, who link arms with us, and financially contribute to the efforts here at Great News Radio. You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, you can click the button that says donate. Or if it's easier for you, you can just drop a check in the mail. We greatly appreciate that as well. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, I'm going to hang these headphones up and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. And I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, dear friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great day.